This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Toxic traits in leadership positions versus toxic traits in peers. Why authority makes them harder to confront. When the person with the toxic trait also holds your future in their hands. In short, toxic traits in leadership and toxic traits in peers cause the same kind of harm. But authority makes leadership toxicity far harder to name, confront, or escape. Leaders can use power to punish anyone who calls out their behaviour. Peers operate as equals, giving you more options and less to lose. The same toxic trait lands with different weight depending on who holds the power. Definition: toxic traits leadership describes harmful behavioural patterns such as manipulation, blame shifting, and emotional volatility displayed by someone in authority over others. An IQ level, toxicity. These traits are reinforced by power and often go unchallenged because the cost of speaking up can be a career. I once watched a talented woman spend 3 years convincing herself that her manager was just passionate. He interrupted her in meetings, took credit for her proposals, and excluded her from decisions that directly affected her work. She called it personality. I called it toxic traits in leadership, and the difference between naming it and not naming it cost her years of confidence she has never fully recovered. When a peer treats you poorly, it stings. When a leader does it, it reshapes how you see yourself at work. Understanding the difference between toxic traits in leadership positions and those in peers is not a matter of academic interest. It is a survival skill. The cost of getting this wrong is real wasted years, damaged self-belief, and teams quietly destroyed from the top down. By the end of this, you will know exactly when each situation applies and what each one actually requires of you. If you want to understand how these environments develop in the first place, what is psychological safety and how it drives team synergy is worth your time. What toxic traits in leadership positions really mean. Toxic traits in leadership are harmful behavioural patterns displayed by someone who holds formal power over others. This is not about a bad day or a blunt communication style. It is about repeated, recognizable behaviors that damage the people underneath them. In practice, this looks like a manager who publicly humiliates a team member for a mistake while privately taking credit for that same person's successes. It looks like an executive who sets impossible expectations and then blames the team when targets are missed. It looks like a director who plays favorites, withholds information strategically, and uses performance reviews as weapons rather than tools. Here is a situation I have seen more times than I can count. A leader who appears charming upward and corrosive downward. To senior management, they are decisive and results-driven. To their reports, they are unpredictable, punishing, and impossible to please. The people below them adapt, shrink, and eventually leave, while the leader continues to rise. Dealing with toxic traits in leadership requires something specific of your clear documentation, careful timing, and the courage to act despite the risk of retaliation. It is not simply about managing a difficult personality. It is about navigating a genuine power imbalance. How to give feedback to your manager without damaging the relationship can give you a solid framework for that particular challenge. What toxic traits in peers really mean. Toxic traits in peers are the same kinds of harmful behavioural patterns, but displayed by someone who holds no formal authority over you. They are a colleague, a teammate, an equal in the organizational structure. In practice, this looks like a coworker who consistently undermines your ideas in team meetings, claims shared credit as their own, or uses gossip to damage your reputation. It looks like someone who is passive-aggressive when you push back, or who creates tension that makes the whole team walk on eggshells. Picture a team of 5 people working on a shared project. One member consistently misses their part of the work, then quietly implies to management that others dropped the ball. The rest of the team notices. The tension rises. People stop collaborating openly because they do not trust what gets reported upward. That is peer-level toxicity doing its damage. What peer-level toxic traits require is different. You can push back more directly. You can document and escalate your manager without your livelihood at stake. You still need courage and preparation, but the playing field is more level. Scripts for addressing team members who are undermining group synergy offer specific language that works in exactly these situations. The key difference is side by side. Dimension: toxic traits in leadership, toxic traits in peers. Power dynamic leader controls reviews assignments, and consequences equal standing. No formal power over your role. Risk of confrontation, higher retaliation can affect your career directly. Moderate consequences are social, not structural. What it requires: documentation, careful escalation, strategic timing, direct conversation, boundary setting, team level accountability. What it damages: individual confidence, team culture, psychological safety, team trust, collaboration, morale. Options available: escalate upward, HR, exit, direct pushback, peer mediation, manager involvement. Most common cover framed as high standards or strong leadership, framed as personality clashes or team friction. What silence costs: normalization of the behavior across the whole team, erosion of your own credibility and the team's function. The power dynamic is the single most important distinction here. When a peer behaves toxically, you have somewhere to turn. When a leader does it, that somewhere is often the very person causing the problem. The risk profile changes everything about how you prepare. Confronting a peer requires courage and a clear script. Confronting a leader requires all of that, plus documentation, timing, and often an ally above the leader in question. What silence costs also differs. When you stay quiet about a toxic peer, you absorb personal damage and the team erodes. When you stay quiet about a toxic leader, you often become complicit in the culture they are building, and that culture spreads downward through the entire structure. The cover story differs too. Toxic traits in leaders are routinely reframed as demanding, direct, or results-focused by the organization, because the leader's performance numbers may look strong even as the human cost mounts. Peer-level toxicity really gets that kind of institutional protection. Why avoiding difficult conversations is the hidden enemy of team synergy speaks directly to what happens when either version goes unaddressed. Where toxic traits in leaders and peers overlap. Here is the truth of it: the actual behaviors often look identical, regardless of who's displaying them. That is precisely why people get confused about which situation they're in. Both leaders and peers can gaslight. A peer who tells you that you misunderstood a conversation, and a manager who does the same, are using the same tactic. The difference is not the behavior itself, but the institutional backing behind it. When a leader gaslights, the organization often reinforces the narrative. When a peer does it, at least the facts can be checked by a neutral third party. Both can use blame shifting. A teammate who consistently deflects responsibility onto others, and a manager who scapegoats their team during a bad quarter, are both engaging in the same toxic pattern. The overlap is real. What differs is how far the fallout reaches, and who has the power to correct the record. Both can create a culture of walking on eggshells. How to address passive-aggressive behavior that silently erodes team synergy covers exactly this pattern, and the advice applies whether the source is a peer or a manager, because the lived experience of the environment feels the same from the inside. The overlap is real, but knowing the difference still matters, because your response, your options, and your risk level are entirely different depending on where the power sits. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book 8 Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. When to focus on toxic traits in leadership. Use this framework when the person displaying the toxic behavior holds formal authority over your role, your reviews, or your access to resources. When your performance review is in their hands. If the person exhibiting toxic traits has direct influence over how your work is assessed, you are in leadership toxicity territory. The stakes require a different level of documentation and strategy before any confrontation. When they control access to opportunities. If a leader's toxic behavior is blocking your visibility, your projects, or your development, the damage is structural. Addressing it requires careful escalation, not just a direct conversation. When the whole team is affected, but no one will speak first. A leader's toxic traits often create collective silence. If you are the first to name it, you carry more risk. Build alliances before you move. How to start a difficult conversation that's blocking your team's synergy can help you prepare for that moment. When the behavior is framed as organizational culture. If toxic leadership traits are described as just how we do things here, the problem is embedded. Individual conversations will not fix it. Systemic responses, including HR involvement or escalation, are needed. When there is a pattern over time, not a single incident. Leadership toxicity really arrives as one dramatic event. It is a series of smaller moments that, taken together, form a clear picture. Document the pattern before acting. If you treat leadership toxicity as though it were peer-level conflict, you will likely be outmaneuvered before you even start. When to focus on toxic traits in peers. Use this approach when the person displaying the toxic behaviour holds no formal power over your role, or reviews, or your access to resources. When a colleague consistently takes credit for shared work, this is peer-level toxicity, and you have more direct options. Name it clearly in a private conversation first, with specific examples ready. Direct language and a clear script are your strongest tools here. How to give constructive feedback without causing tension gives you the precise approach. When a team member gossips or undermines others, peer-level gossip erodes trust across the whole group. You can address it directly, set clear expectations, and involve a manager without the same fear of retaliation that exists with a leader. When passive-aggressive behavior is creating team friction, silence, subtle digs, and unexplained withdrawal are common forms of peer toxicity. You can name this behavior directly without the same institutional risk you would face with a manager. When a colleague's behavior is affecting your ability to do your job, if a peer is withholding information, creating obstacles, or behaving disruptively, you've grounds to escalate to a shared manager. The power balance makes this a legitimate and relatively low-risk step when you can involve a neutral third party without fear. With peer conflicts, bringing in a manager or mediator is a reasonable and often productive step. With leadership toxicity, that same option is frequently unavailable or compromised. If you treat a peer conflict with the same level of strategic caution you would apply to a leader, you will be over-preparing and likely never acting at all. Common confusions and how to resolve them. Let me walk you through the three confusions I see most often. The confusion. People assume that if the behavior is bad enough, it must be leadership toxicity. Why it happens. We tend to measure severity by the impact of the behavior, not by where the power sits. The resolution. Ask yourself one question: does this person control my performance review, my assignments, or my reputation with senior management? If yes, you're dealing with leadership toxicity regardless of how the behavior presents. If no, you are in peer territory. The confusion. People treat peer toxicity as less serious because the power imbalance is smaller. Why it happens. We are conditioned to escalate upward, and if there is no power differential, the problem can feel unworthy of serious attention. The resolution. Peer toxicity is genuinely serious. It destroys team trust, damages morale, and often drives good people out. The difference is not in seriousness, but in your available options and response strategy. The confusion. People confuse a tough leader with a toxic one. Why it happens. High standards, direct feedback, and demanding expectations can feel uncomfortable. We sometimes mistake discomfort for toxicity. The resolution. Ask whether the leader's behavior is consistently demeaning, punishing, or self-serving, versus simply challenging. A demanding leader raises your performance. A toxic leader damages your sense of self. That distinction is almost always clear when you name specific behaviors rather than general feelings. Once you see this clearly, you will not confuse them again. Practical recommendations by situation. Here is how to decide which one to focus on based on your situation. If you are earlier in your career and your manager shows toxic traits, your position is more vulnerable and your options more limited. Start by documenting everything with dates and specific examples. Do not confront alone. Find a mentor outside the immediate team and use your organization's formal channels when you have a clear, documented pattern ready. If you are a peer dealing with a colleague's toxic behavior, you have more room to act directly. Prepare a clear, specific script using concrete examples, not general frustrations. Have one direct private conversation first. If nothing changes, escalate with your documentation to your shared manager. Avoiding the conversation entirely will cost you more in the long run. If you lead a team and suspect toxic traits in a peer leader, your responsibility is wider here because their behavior is likely affecting your team. Treat it with the same preparation you would apply to leadership toxicity. Document impact, build a coalition of credible voices, and escalate formally with evidence. If you are a leader being told you display toxic traits, this much I know for certain: the courage to hear it and act on it is rarer than most people think, and rarer than most leaders admit. Take the specific feedback, not just the general discomfort. Then change specific behaviors, not just your mood for the week. Knowing whether you are dealing with leadership toxicity or peer toxicity is itself a form of progress. It tells you which tools to reach for and how much risk to carry while you reach. Key takeaways. Here is what matters most from this comparison. Toxic traits in leadership and in peers share the same behavioural roots, but authority changes everything about the risk, the options, and the damage caused. The power imbalance in leadership toxicity means that confrontation requires documentation, timing, and often an ally before you move. Peer-level toxicity is no less serious, but your available responses are more direct and the personal stakes are lower. Silence normalizes both forms of toxicity, but the cost of silence under a toxic leader spreads further and faster through a team. Before you respond to any toxic behavior, identify where the power sits. That single answer shapes everything that follows. Document specific incidents in both cases. Vague feelings will not protect you. Specific dates, words, and impacts will. For deeper reading on the environments where toxic traits either thrive or get stopped early, start with what is psychological safety and how it drives team synergy. If the toxic behavior you're navigating involves subtle, indirect patterns, how to address passive-aggressive behavior that's silently eroding team synergy will give you practical tools for exactly that situation. Understanding toxic traits leadership in all its forms is the first step toward doing something about it. Frequently asked questions. What are toxic traits in leadership positions? Toxic traits in leadership are patterns of behavior that harm the people a leader manages, including manipulation, blame shifting, emotional volatility, and taking credit for others' work. They cause lasting damage because leaders hold power over careers, reviews, and daily working conditions. Why are toxic traits in leadership harder to confront than in peers? Toxic traits in leadership are harder to confront because the other person controls your performance reviews, your assignments, and often your reputation. The risk of retaliation is real and career-altering, while confronting a peer carries far lower stakes for your livelihood. How do toxic traits in leaders differ from toxic traits in peers? Toxic traits in peers operate between equals, so you have more options including pushing back, setting limits, or involving a manager. Toxic traits in leaders involve a power imbalance that limits your options, often forcing you to choose between your integrity and your job security. Can toxic traits in a leader damage an entire team? Yes. When a leader models toxic behavior, it shapes the entire team culture. People learn to mirror the behavior, stay silent out of fear, or leave. The damage spreads well beyond the individual and can hollow out a team over months. What should you do if your leader shows toxic traits? Document specific incidents with dates and examples. Seek support from trusted colleagues or a mentor outside the immediate team. If your organization has a safe reporting channel, use it. Never confront toxic traits in leadership without preparation and, ideally, a record of specific incidents. Is it ever possible to change toxic traits in a leader? Rarely through direct confrontation alone. Leaders with toxic traits typically respond to accountability from above them, not below. Your most realistic options are to protect yourself, build alliances, escalate through legitimate channels, or decide whether the environment is worth staying in. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.